Basically, the DPM clammed down with six cabinet ministers from Harare this morning on a fact-finding mission to verify discussions that had been held at a cabinet level in Harare and to see for themselves firsthand what the ethanol plant and project is all about here in the Lowveld in Zimbabwe. They took the opportunity to look at the technical side of issues in terms of familiarizing themselves with the ethanol plant and the operations of the business. At the same time, they spent some time with the local community in terms of the chief and the village heads, together with the local MPs and any other people of influence and affluence within the community. They also met with the workers of the actual project, and they also had met with standard village people that surround the project and who are participants and would-be participants of the small-scale irrigation schemes that are being rolled out by the project. So they did a complete overview of the project from a commercial and from a social aspect.
What was the reaction of the DPM along with the other cabinet members?
The feedback that we had at the closing off meeting was that they were very happy to finally have seen the plant and see what the capabilities are. They are extremely impressed with both of those opinions. There were several issues raised by the local community and concerns that affect the local community. Primarily, the main objective of that head and focus of it was the fact that due to the ethanol plant not operational, the project rollout implementation has come to a standstill, which means the people of the local community are the people who are actually suffering in terms of losing their jobs and also their livelihoods. And they appealed very strongly to the ministers and the DPM to please get everything back on track so that that can continue and that their lives can be improved.
As you spoke about the local community, they have been one of the main voices that have aired out some issues in terms of what they're saying is the politicization of this project. Can you just delve a little bit more on some of the main issues that you heard that the local community members spoke on today with the DPM?
Okay. We were asked as management and project implementation members to vacate the room when they had discussions with the local MPs, etc., and then the DPM came back to us and briefed us the issues that had been given them. So I can't give you any first-hand information, but the issues that the DPM raised us that had been raised by some of the local community, the overriding fact and question that was raised is when will the plant be allowed to operate by the government? In other words, when will the policy on the fuel and ethanol be introduced into the country to ensure that the ethanol plant can run? That seemed to be the overriding question that came from the community. The other social aspects that were raised by the local members of parliament revolved around the allocation of irrigation land to the local community, about water quality in the area, and about employment opportunities.
Looking forward, what would you like to come out of this meeting with this familiarization tour?
Probably what we as a business model are looking for a way for us to contribute to the country in terms of our fuel, to be able to get it onto the market. It's going to make our company viable primarily. But we also do this, it's a national project, and it was given that status right from the very onset. And the whole idea is that ethanol production is going to secure liquid fuel locally within the country in a landlocked country that does not have any oil reserves. It's going to save the country huge amounts of money going out in purchasing of fuel. And it's also going to create job employment and business opportunities within Zimbabwe. So those are the things that we would really like to see to come out of this. And the DPM echoed that along with the ministers. There's huge, huge benefits to be gained by the country as a whole and the community predominantly for this project to go ahead.